So you finally wake up. Who am I? I have been watching you for a while now. You haven't noticed my presence until now. Anyway. You are not dead. Far from it. In fact, I do not know why you are looking at me so eagerly. Is there something funny? Right. I am not your guardian angel. No. I have come to claim your lost soul and bring you back with me. Where? Somewhere far from this place. Well, there. It would be quite a shame if I ruined that pretty face of yours. You shouldn't worry too much. I just need you to not resist me. Why are you looking at me like that? I see. However, I have appeared in your time of need. Don't be so scared. I know that it is currently your lowest point in life. That's how I managed to meet with you right this very second. At a person's vulnerable point in their life, fallen angels like me can appear easier. So, really, I have you to thank for summoning me. I'm not a demon. Far from it. Unlike demons, that form contracts and grant wishes. I get to help you escape from reality. No, I'm not tricking you. Do you really want to stay here on Earth, weeping your days away? Believe me, everything here is trivial compared to the things I can show you. You are confused. Well, then, imagine this. You are but a lost sheep, and I'm the shepherd guiding you to a supposedly better path. Maybe you could call it a better outcome in life for a cute guy like you. I'm sure. Why? Do you not trust me? Right. I should hope not. If you knew where you were, I'd be skeptical if you really were human or not. Humans are such creatures. You did say earlier if I was your guardian angel. I am also far from an angel, but I can stay by your side for eternity if you do wish so. It's not as reliable as a contract from a demon, but a holy promise of sorts. However, I do need a special requirement. I need to kiss you to make the promise complete. No, I'm not saying that just because I said you're good looking earlier. Although I sure as hell wouldn't mind kissing you, but oh, you're blushing. How innocent. Quick, I don't have much time left. You must make a choice now. I wasn't expecting that coming from you. From the years past 7 minutes I've known you, you don't seem like the type to be, how do you say, the dominant type. But it wasn't that bad for your first kiss. But that didn't count, unfortunately. I have to be the one to initiate the kiss for it to be considered a holy promise. Hey, don't go too red. You're gonna start making me embarrassed. That was nice. Getting impatient, are we? Let me come closer. Sit still. Our promise has been made. I hope you don't regret the decision you made today. I will now be taking you with me. Are you ready to leave everything behind? It's going to be hard, so take your time. Yeah. Let's go.